30 years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years in Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Good evening. Welcome to Salt Lichten Rapture. I'm your host, Nishant. I have a very special hour planned for you tonight, an ode to Valentine's Day. Before we get into music, though, I want to say thank you to everyone who participated in the Salt Lichten Rapture Slow Dance Ticket Giveaway, and congratulations to Marie Frederick for winning. There are still a few tickets left for purchase on Eventbrite, so if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you still have a chance to grab some before Valentine's Day. I'll be playing some of my absolute favorite doo-wop and oldies tonight. Doo-wop is such a special genre, so sweet, sad, painfully sentimental. Doo-wop emerged as a distinct genre in the late 1940s among black youth who would sing and harmonize in public places in cities across America, like New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago. The influence that doo-wop had on other genres like soul, surf rock, and pop cannot be overstated. This is reflected in musicians like Amy Winehouse, Frank Zappa, and others who cited doo-wop as a major influence on their work. I'm going to start the hour off with I'm So Young by a group of teenagers from Cincinnati who called themselves The Students. The song was a massive hit and was covered by various groups like the Beach Boys and the Ronettes. Unfortunately, though, the group didn't end up having much success after this and ended up drifting apart shortly afterwards, and their lives are kind of shrouded in a bit of mystery as there isn't too much information available on what became of each member. Some of them joined the service and others got regular jobs. And I found through a little bit of digging online that the lead singer, Leroy King, died quite young, which makes this song tinged with sadness. I find this song somewhat painful to listen to either way, just because it is just so sweet and earnest. So here is I'm So Young by The Students from 1958.
A girlfriend.
of you, only you. Though you don't love me too, you're my blue, blue Valentine. You've been part of my heart since the night that we met. Though you never said you're mine, now you've gone far away. There's no more I can say than I'm blue, blue Valentine. I wish I could send you roses that promise of love in spring. But the story I've heard discloses that you wear someone else's ring. Though I don't write my name, you know just the same. Look below the lace design for the teardrops that fall, spell a name you recall on my blue, blue Valentine.
Walking down the street singing
do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-doo,
stomping her fingers and chopping her feet singing
do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-doo.
She looked good,
looked good,
she looked fine,
looked fine,
looked good,
looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind.
Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-doo,
holding my hand natural as could be, singing do
wa dee 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 dum dee doo.
We walk
on
to my door,
my door.
We walk on to my door,
and we
dreaming, and so I told her all of it I've been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day, singing do a diddy diddy dum diddy do. Now we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay, singing do a diddy diddy dum diddy do. Well, I'm her, she's mine.
And I'll come. straight to you. Take me home, I'm quite a prize. Wind me up, you'll realize just how much a wind-up dog can do.
Just heard a haunting track called All at Once by The Uniques, released as a 45 in 1962. I do really like that strange carnivalesque organ throughout the song. Next up is the legendary and trailblazing all-girl rock group, the Shangri-Las. The Shangri-Las stood out among their teeny bopper contemporaries in the 50s and early 60s because instead of singing the usual songs about romance, they opted for darker, more dramatic topics like running away from home, dying in car wrecks, bad boy, biker boyfriends, heartbreak, and being misunderstood. They were so ahead of their time for that reason and influenced later proto-punkers like Iggy Pop and the CBGB's crowd in the late 70s New York City. Released in 1966, here is Dressed in Black by the Shangri-Las.
Dressed in black, he walks alone, a shadow in the night. Each time he walks by my window, can't hold the tears from my eyes. We're still so much in love, why can't they realize that every time he looks at me, I love to feel his lips on mine. I live on just the memory of him caressing me so soft, so
They said he was much too wild for me. They said I didn't know what I was getting myself into. They said a whole lot of things. But there are some things they could never understand. That a girl can tell by the way a boy holds her hand. Or maybe they thought we were too young to be in love this way. Well, I don't care what people say. This girl's love is getting stronger with each passing day.
Walking all alone, My life has an aim. Everything to lose. Everything to gain.
Driving me crazy.
Always on my mind. You're the one I hope will love me too. captain, the captain of love. Cupid is the name they gave me above. Ooh. So I settled all love affairs. That's how I met you. I sailed my ship of love across the heavens blue, closer, ever closer. My love came to you. Ooh. You saw me coming for a tear you cried from all of your happiness. And love inside, whoa, whoa, yeah. Ooh, captain of love. I was the captain, the captain of love, until I met you and fell in love. Ooh. And so was settled our love affair. We found a true love, a love so rare. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Ooh, captain of love.
When the sun shoots down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
A blanket with my baby, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
You mean the world.
No.
You mean the world to me. You're
darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
I was wrong to try to love her too. Oh well, that my lover was just for you.
That beautiful, dreamy track that you just heard is called There's Moon Out Tonight by the Capris, who were a doo-wop group out of Queens, New York. That song wasn't too successful when it was first released in 1958, but it ended up doing pretty well upon re-release in the early 60s. And that's it for me tonight. I hope you enjoyed this very special Valentine's Day episode of Salt Licked in Rapture. And just a little reminder that if you're still looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, there are still tickets to Slow Dance Forever available on Eventbrite, so make sure you grab those before they are all gone. And whatever you end up doing, I hope you have a fantastic long weekend. Make sure you stay tuned for Different Circles, hosted by Dina, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.